Thursday at the Methodist Training Center, the Texans work out. They do so, however, without one of their key defenders.
First off, I guess practice-wise, Antonio, I missed him yesterday when I was in there. He did not practice again today with this sore ankle. Arian was back at practice. Brayman was a halftime participant in practice, went through half of practice, got a little sore. We pulled him in the second half, and everybody else was a full go. So that's where we're at.
Sunday in Jacksonville is obviously an AFC South game, and Kubiak expanded on what that means.
I think they are. They always hold a little bit more weight. You know, I know it's one game and that, but just it seems like at the end of when you get close to the end of the season, those games hold a little bit more weight, the head-to-head situations, and nothing tougher than playing on the road. So, you know, it's we better have a good focus, and we did today. We had excellent focus today.
Meanwhile, Wade Phillips, the defensive coordinator, also went to the podium. He described what Connor Barwin means to this team.
He just needs to keep playing at the level he's playing. I mean, he you know, an outside backer, and especially his position, I mean, you know, they can run away from you. You're not going to see him all the time. And then, but he's a relentless player. He's a great leader. He's first in every drill. He's first in everything we do. You know, he's going to do well. There's no doubt about that.
Tim Jamison and the Texans reached a new deal over the weekend. And Jamison, as you might expect, extremely happy. But so is Arian Foster.
You know, Arian's a good guy. You know, me and Arian came in. We did come in undrafted the same year. So every time, you know, one of us, you know, saying, get an opportunity like that, when he got a contract extension, I congratulated him because he knows, you know, saying, what it's like to start from the bottom. And he did the same thing for me when I got mine. So
just happy for Tim, man, because, you know, we came in together as walk-ons. You know, that's what we call each other, walk-ons. But, you know, it's just good to see him do well, man. It's good to see him his hard work paying off because he's had a tremendous work ethic. You know, see him grow, and to see him, because I was right there, you know, by his side. You know, starting from the ground up, and you know, just to see him blossom into the player that he's becoming is just I was happy for him. You know, and you know, he has a family, and it's just it's good to see him and his family doing well.
That'll do it for your Texans Daily. We appreciate you watching, and don't forget to watch the Texans pregame show starting at 10:30 a.m. Central Time, Sunday before the Jaguars contest.